This is 91.9 KBCR News. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KBCR News contributor Cassie McDuff and review a few of the big news stories from around the Inland Empire over the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
San Bernardino County has a new supervisor following the appointment to fill the vacancy left by Supervisor James Ramos after he was elected to the State Assembly. And the new supervisor is...
Her name is Dawn Rowe. She's a former Yucca Valley councilwoman. She works for Congressman Paul Cook. She was chosen and she was sworn in Tuesday on the same day. You know, the supervisors were kind of under the gun. They had 30 days from the time James Ramos was sworn into the state legislature to appoint. Otherwise, they would forfeit the appointment and the governor would make that appointment. The governor, of course, is a Democrat, and a majority of this board are Republicans, although, of course, it's a nonpartisan office. But, you know, the board had come under fire because of the way that they handled this process. They had 48 applicants, as we talked about before. They narrowed the list by each supervisor, each of the four remaining supervisors, submitting their choice of the top 10. And then combining those top 10 lists, they came up with 13 people who were interviewed in a public session. I attended those interviews, and Dawn Rowe was a standout. She really came across as very reasonable, even tempered. She explained that she got into public service because she was concerned about land use issues in Yucca Valley where she lives, and she ran for office in order to have some influence on the process. However, the board, as I said, came under fire because one of those applicants said they violated the Brown Act, which requires all public deliberations of this type to take place in public. And that applicant said that they secretly each held these ballots, and the board did not make public the top 10 choices of each of those four supervisors. So what the board did was they revoked that action of naming that top 13. However, they did not hold interviews for all 48 candidates. They simply came up with this consensus candidate, Dawn Rowe.
Next, across the county line, Riverside County supervisors said no to a salary increase.
They are entitled to a $15,000 per year salary increase next year. However, the board, including the two new members who were just elected and are just coming onto the board, said that it wouldn't look right considering that they're asking the employees of Riverside County to take salary cuts and salary freezes while the county is facing a lot of new expenses and potential deficits. So the board, they haven't voted on it yet, but they have each individually said that they are not going to accept those raises. Now, Supervisor Kevin Jeffries has been turning down the raises for years. So his base salary is actually lower than his fellow supervisors. He's only getting about $143,000 a year, and the other supervisors get between $152,000 and $154,000. So you could say that this $15,000 increase is not going to create a hardship on them. But, you know, it is kind of a nice symbolic gesture that they're going to forego that raise.
Next, the new mayor of San Bernardino met with a marijuana shop landlord just before a robbery and a shooting occurred there.
And he has acknowledged, in fact, he called the police department when he heard about this shooting, even before it became public. He had met with the owner of several buildings in the city that have been accused of running illegal marijuana dispensaries. Even before the election, some people had thought that Valdivia was kind of cozying up to these marijuana interests. He did receive some campaign contributions from them. And after he had met with the landlord at one of these buildings, it's a shuttered building on North Waterman Avenue, a short time later, a robber came in with a gun wearing a bandana over his face and attempted to rob the place. He shouted something like, "Give me the bag of money." And the police department says they're kind of curious how this robber knew that there was a bag of cash there. However, the gun apparently accidentally discharged, and an associate of the owner of the building was shot in the ankle, and the robber fled at that point without the money. Valdivia said he was simply meeting with the owner to discuss business investment and other opportunities in the city about 2 hours before this attempted robbery and shooting. And he said he's not involved in the marijuana business. He's not associated with, he doesn't know anything about this criminal investigation into the shooting and attempted robbery.
And finally, insurance rates for the Redlands Unified School District will go up because of multiple settlements in sexual abuse cases.
In fact, the insurance rates have just about doubled. It's going to be almost $1.6 million in this coming year. And as you say, that's because there have been quite a number of settlements, as we've talked about, of child sexual abuse cases. Most recently, a drama teacher accused of molesting several girls at Redlands High School. The district just recently agreed to pay out $8.5 million in that case, a total of about $30.2 million since August of 2016, just a mere 2 years ago. So, you know, just like any of us, if we have a lot of claims against our insurer, our rates are going to go up. And sure enough, Redlands Unified's rates have just about doubled since about 2013, just in the last 5 years.
Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime Inland Empire journalist and a regular Friday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear Cassie's segments at our website, kvcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.